This is Nolan Financial Radio with Tara Nolan from Tara Nolan Advisory Services. When a part of your financial strategy is out of tune, your long-term goals, your retirement savings, and your legacy can all suffer. With many years of experience in the financial industry, Tara provides her clients and prospects with the information they need regarding Social Security, retirement income planning, wealth management, and much more. Listen in as we address your financial concerns and provide helpful solutions to put you on the path to achieving your retirement goals. And now, here is Nolan Financial Radio with Tara Nolan.
Hello, and welcome to Nolan Financial Radio. My name is Chris McKinney from Nolan Financial Partners. If you'd like more information about your here during our show today, give us a call at 719-210-4242 or visit us online at our website, nolanfinancialpartners.com. And while at our website, click on the radio page, check out our past shows, and subscribe to our program on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or Amazon Music. One of the most common questions I get from clients is, am I ready to retire? And to answer it, I sit down with them and walk them through their entire financial strategy. So sometimes the clients get the answer they want, and sometimes they get an answer that disappoints them, though usually only temporarily, right? So we come to an agreement on what it's going to be. So with that in mind, so today's show, we're going to discuss potential signs that you're not quite ready to retire. But before we unravel that question, let me introduce you to my co-host, Tony Shore, who better not be ready to retire because this show needs him so much.
Oh, come on. Retirement? I mean, look at me, Chris. I've got at least 20 more years before I'm ready to retire. Wait, maybe not. No, as long as I've said it before, I'll say it again. As long as my voice holds out, I'm going to do the show with you as long as you'll have me. So I love it. I look forward to this each week, and we always have a good time. You know, I love sharing the microphone with you and our listeners out there. As for the topic today, signs that you may not be ready to retire, that does sound like a good one. People might be looking at the market this week saying, hey, I might not be ready to retire, but before you make any emotional decisions based on the news media telling you that the sky is falling, which I'm not saying it's not, Chris, at this point in time, I'm not going to say the sky isn't falling, but the news media will always tell you the sky is falling and try to panic you. You know, I mean, runs on everything in the financial world, especially runs on fear and greed. And to avoid that, you can avoid it by working.
That's why people see me.
Exactly. By working with you, Chris. Right. Am I right?
That's right. And so that's my job, is to take away the fear.
Sure.
Take away anything from the financial perspective that keeps you up at night. If something's keeping you up at night, then let's talk about it and get it out on the table and look at it, write it down in the plan, and then you can sleep. And it's amazing how that works.
Yep. Yep. And I know you tell me, Chris, don't sit there and watch the stock market go by minute by minute or even day by day. But it's like this week it's been like a car wreck. Right. I had to read a few articles and had to look. When the markets are the number one news story that all outlets are leading with, then I got to slow down and take a gander, I guess.
Yeah, it's interesting that you used analogy of car wreck, because I just read an article about how people in Colorado are going out and buying cars right now.
Yep. A lot of
everybody
people are
that
buying
needs
cars
to buy a new car are going out and buying them right now. Mm-hmm. So that if the tariffs get implemented, they won't have to pay that tariff.
Yep. Yep, exactly. So who knows how all this is going to play out? But now that it's been enacted, we'll have to see. It is interesting. But yeah, people are, it is affecting things. I read an article yesterday about how K-cups are going to go up almost instantly. Like if you use those Keurig K-cups.
Oh, yeah.
Both the machines are made in China and I think based in Europe. Or Germany, and then the K cups are made in I forget where, somewhere odd, like Sweden or Switzerland. Anyway, most of the K-Cups are made, I think, in Switzerland or in the EU. And so
anyway, yeah.
Yes, they all come from overseas. So I find that fascinating and very interesting. So prices on certain things are bound to go up here.
Coffee was due to go up anyway because of some kind of fungus. But now with the tariffs, coffee is going to go through the roof.
Yeah, they're talking about possible shortage on coffee. So, it'll be like toilet paper. People, the grocery store shelves will be cleared out of coffee. So, hopefully not. They'll make more. They'll keep growing beans. But Chris, this topic you have for us today is a good question. I bet you get this a lot. How do I know if I'm ready to retire or when I can retire? Do you get that?
Yeah, I get that a lot. And it seems to start when people hit 60.
Right.
And so they're like, you know, the first question I always ask is, do you like your work or not like your work? Okay. Right. So that, I think that's the most important thing. If you like what you're doing and you like the people at your work, you should probably wait around until you're at least 65. Well, why do we say 65? 65 is when Medicare is available to you. And so that's there's a big healthcare bill that will come to you if you retire at 60 and don't wait till you're eligible for Medicare. And so now there's still Medicare costs, but they aren't near the amount of cost that you have if you're buying your healthcare on the open economy. So that's one of the biggest things is, you know, if you retire at 60, depends on what your family situation is. If you have a family of four, it could be $15,000-$20,000, depending on your state, to cover all your healthcare needs.
Mm. So, healthcare is a big one.
It's a big one. So that would be something that I'd have to help somebody figure out for retirement, and having that kind of bill as part of the retirement situation would be something that would be challenging.
Yeah. A lot of people think, well, I'm not worried about healthcare in retirement. That's not going to be a big factor because I'll have Medicare, but that's not true. I mean, it is true that there's Medicare once you turn 65, there's Medicare, but it doesn't cover all the costs. There's still costs.
You have to pay for Part B. It's not super expensive, but you do have to pay for that. And then you have to figure out if you're going to,
you have to have a drug plan
or are you going to have the all-inclusive that covers out-of-pocket expenses? You know, what are your deductibles? Those kind of things have to be accounted for. So whenever we set up a plan, I set up for, okay, your deductible for Medicare is X. We're going to make sure you have X in the bank ready for you to cover that deductible for the year. So that you know that you've got your deductible covered. That's very important.
Yeah. So being able to cover healthcare, that's one thing you have to look at. Yeah. If you have a plan for that, then you might be ready. What's another sign that you might not be ready?
Another sign that you might not be ready is if you're struggling to pay your bills right now, then you're probably going to have a hard time covering your bills when you retire, because in general, a retiree needs about 75 to 80% of their pre-retirement income to maintain a comfortable lifestyle like they were before. So that comes from your Social Security, your 401k plans, your IAs, pensions, personal savings, wherever your money is. So do you have the resources to cover that kind of expense? Now I can tell you that 75 to 80% is expenses, right? So there's some stuff you have to do. It may not cover all the things you want to do. Right. So there's also that. And guess what? If you or your spouses are dead set on going on that big 2-month cruise or something, then you just want to make sure you plan for that.
Yeah.
Because because it's going to cost. You want to make sure that you have those costs baked in so that you can cover all your bills and you won't have to worry about covering all your basic bills, right? That's what you want to make sure. So if you're struggling, you probably need to work a little bit longer.
Yeah, exactly. If it's hard to pay your bills while you're still working and on the job, it's not going to be any easier to pay them when you're retired. That's just good old fashioned common sense.
That's right. So the next thing that we try to address with our clients is if they're carrying a large amount of debt. If you've got debt on a car, you've got a debt on a credit card, maybe you got debt on an expensive home equity line of credit or something like that, that if you're carrying that kind of significant debt in retirement, that can put a major strain on your savings because you're trying to earn faster than your debt is. And that doesn't always happen, just like right now, you know. So you want to eliminate credit card debt. You want to eliminate car loans. Now, if your mortgage, you need to analyze your mortgage and see if it's the right thing. Maybe you need to downsize. Maybe you're still living in that 4-bedroom, 3-bath home, and it's just you and your spouse, 2 people, or in a huge house. Maybe you could downsize, and then that could really provide some boost to your retirement. So really analyze what your debt's doing to you and make sure that you have the financial freedom of not having huge monthly payments moving into retirement. You don't want something that's kind of hanging over your head like that, because then you won't have that feeling of, I'm done, I'm retired, it's life is fun, let's go do things if you've got big debt weighing on you.
Yeah, I think that's really important. And deciding what debt to pay down before you retire, that's another reason to meet with somebody like yourself. I mean, don't make a move. Get a plan in place first. Work with a financial professional, someone like yourself, right?
That's right, because a lot of people want to pay off their house, but then we analyze their mortgage, and it's like they got their mortgage back when mortgage rates were 2%. It's like, okay, maybe we could wait on that.
Oh yeah, if you're paying 3% or less for a mortgage, contributing more money to your retirement savings and not paying that down is the smarter move. I mean, you have to make your monthly payments, but you definitely want to make the right move there, because 3%, use the bank's money and keep your other invested money earning that growth that you're going to need in retirement, right?
That's right.
There's good debt and bad debt. There's a lot of people argue that, but it's true. If you can use the bank's money for a 0 or 1% car loan, don't take money that you could put away or invest use it to pay for that. Oh, I got to pay cash for that, or I got to pay off my mortgage before I can retire. Not if you're locked into a good low amount, then just use the bank's money, because 3% is nothing if you can make 8, 10 or whatever percent in other investments on that money. You got to do the math, right?
Yeah. And that's what we help people do is let's analyze this and look at the math. And then a lot of loans, they're so far into their loan. Maybe they paid for 20 years. So they just had their last 10 years. Well, guess what? In the last 10 years, you don't pay that much in interest.
Right.
Because it's an amortized loan. So if you refi that loan, then you're refining all that capital, and all that's left on that loan is almost capital. So it can be a not a financially sound decision to do that.
Yeah.
When you have this loan that's getting small, or pay it off early, because all it is capital. It's not a debt that's hanging over you anymore, really.
Like credit cards, you got to get those paid off regardless.
Yeah. Cause the interest is accrued monthly or annually, depending.
By the second, it seems like.
Minutely, yeah.
Minutely, if that minutely. Were a word. If that were a word impossible, I'm sure credit card companies would do it.
Yeah, they would do it.
So, but again, work with somebody like yourself. So right. What's another mistake or a sign that you might not be ready to retire?
So if you're one of my clients that have bought windows in retirement, please stop listening for a minute. If you have future big expenses, it's another sign you're not ready to retire. If you think you need new windows in your house, do it before you retire. If you need a new driveway, do it before you retire. If you need a new roof, if you're going to buy a vacation home, if you're purchasing a new car, do it before you retire so that you can see what that purchase is doing to your money. Maybe work that extra, 6 months, a year to pay off that big debt. Yeah. Before you start drawing on those retirement funds.
Yeah.
So that's the thing about once you get in retirement, you have a nest egg. Here's your nest egg. Okay, I spent it on this. Well, okay, now our nest egg is 10% less because you waited to do this into retirement. And so it can mess up a retirement plan if you have huge expenses. So if you think you're going to need something, try to get it done before you retire so that you can get that done with money from salary instead of your retirement dollars.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, that can add up quickly. I mean, those large costs, especially when the withdrawals would come from a taxable account, your IRA, your traditional IRA or 401k, you'd have to pay taxes on every dollar taken out. And those add up quickly. I mean, a new roof, driveway repair, we're talking about tens of thousands of dollars. And, if you're in a 24% federal tax bracket, even if you're in a lower one, you're going to have to draw that much more out of the account to cover all those costs, right?
Roof replacements in Colorado Springs are on a good size home or up to about $30,000.
Oh,
it's insane here. And so imagine if you pulled that out of your IRA and had to pay taxes on it. So you don't have to pull $30,000 out. You have to pull $30,000 out plus whatever your federal tax bracket you're in. If you're currently in the 24% tax bracket, now you've got a 24% fee on replacing that roof.
Terrible. Yeah.
On $30,000. That's how much is that? That's almost like $9,000.
Yeah.
Something like that.
Yeah.
So
that's
yeah.
That's a lot. That's a lot of that's real money to you and I.
That's real money.
Even to you, Chris, that's real money. I'm razzy, but it is. But what's another clear sign that people might not be ready to retire?
Do you understand what Social Security is going to provide for you? If you're not sufficiently understanding what that will provide and that
when you should file and how to maximize it,
when you should file, how to maximize it, how to incorporate your retirement nest egg with Social Security to get the most out of Social Security. Because by managing that a little bit, you can get a lot more money. So if you take Social Security at age 62, it reduces your monthly payments by about 30% compared to if you wait until full retirement age. So working those extra 4 or 5 years to get to full retirement age will not only do you make all that money during that time frame, you'll also get a higher monthly benefit. And if you're working, you're putting more money into Social Security. So that will boost the Social Security amount that you get those extra few years, because probably most people make the most money when they're in the last period of work that they work, right?
Yeah.
They make their most money in those last 5 years.
Yeah.
So you're going to make more money. You're going to have more money than going into the Social Security program. So you'll get a lot more money that way. Postponing retirement and building those savings might be worth it.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. And continuing to earn a paycheck for just a little while longer. Waiting till that full retirement age can really pay dividends and make or break a retirement. In fact, speaking of that, let's take a moment here to let our listeners know how they could get that Social Security maximization report run. Oh. That'll look at their personal retirement age, their situation, their timeline. And it does over 20,000 calculations to figure out when the best time for them to file. And I know that you've set aside a few appointments where you can run that report. How can they get that done?
Yeah. So give us a call at 719-210-4242. We'll set you up with a complimentary consultation. We'll run the report so that we can get that information to you. There's a lot more in there than just the basic numbers of Social Security. And so you'll learn a lot in this report. It ends up usually being like a 9-page report. There's so much good information about retirement, and there's even some information about Medicare. So it's really a good report.
Yeah, sounds like it. And we've been talking about, if you struggle to pay your current bills, if you have a lot of debt, if you don't have a plan for your big future expenses, and if you don't have a Social Security maximization strategy, you might not be ready to retire. You've got to work with somebody like yourself. What's next? What's another sign we might not be able to retire just yet?
Well, like you said, it's sitting down with a financial services professional and mapping out your monthly cash flow so you understand what your expense is going to be in retirement so that you can plan for those expenses. Once you plan your cash flow, how your cash flow is going to affect, be able to cover down on your expenses. You're going to start Social Security at some point. How your withdrawals are going to come out of retirement accounts, how much of those withdrawals are going to be subject to taxes. How are taxes going to affect those? Because taxes can change through retirement, right? Right now, if the government doesn't do anything, the taxes are going to go up next year. Wow. So this is the last year under the 2017 Tax Act. So taxes are going to change soon unless Congress does something. Well, I don't know if you know Congress very well. They don't do a lot.
They don't. I mean, I think the conventional wisdom or the consensus out there amongst the talking heads is that they will at least extend or make those tax cuts permanent, but we don't know that. And eventually they can't keep kicking the can down the road. They'll have to raise taxes. So I think it's better to be safe than sorry there, right?
Right, right.
Yeah.
And it's really important when you're planning these your expenses and your cash flow, it's important to understand required distributions that the IRS, the government, makes you take. When do those kick in? How much do I have to distribute? What kind of tax burden is that going to be on me? So those are good things to have. You also want to make sure that you've understand where your trends are going to be. So, because travel could rise in retirement and then go down. Healthcare could be down at first and then rise, right? So different things are going to affect your expenses and how you do that. We can kind of help you guide you through and make sure that we have the nest egg you need to take care of those things.
Yeah. And I think that's crucial, and I can't imagine heading into retirement not knowing how much money that was going out each month, especially, or coming in. You have to have that figured out. And that's real tricky to figure out your retirement income plan for retirement. You have to have a retirement income plan, right?
That's right. And it needs to be a long-term financial plan.
Right.
You need to understand how long the savings are going to last for you, and what level of spending you can sustain throughout the various decades you're going to live in. That first decade, the second decade, the third decade, how are your expenses going to be? What expenses are you going to have?
You know, obviously this part of it, you're not ready to retire unless you have a long-term financial plan and retirement income plan. And working with somebody like yourself is the way to get that done, because you can help our listeners out there develop a plan that's going to align with their own personal long-term goals and financial goals, right?
That's right. So that's what we do, is we help make a comprehensive plan where, okay, we're going to draw from this part of my retirement nest egg right now. This one's going to wait, and then this one's going to kick in, and then oh wait, what if the market's down? Where do I get my money? Well, we'll have another place for that. We'll have a place for, like, this year. Where do you pull your money from? Maybe it's someplace that's safer, so that you're not pulling from a down market, right?
Right.
So that's a really important to do, is be able to have some kind of something that can will help you protect you from inflation,
but will
grow, but is protected from market fluctuation.
There so you that, go.
Those are really good things to have in retirement, and it will make your retirement dollars extend a lot further if you have that kind of balance.
Right. And in order for our listeners to get that proper balance and to make sure they are ready to retire, before we go today, let's talk about what the next step is. It's sitting down with you, a financial professional, a trusted fiduciary who's going to look out for their best interests, and you're going to go over where they're at, get to know them, and run some reports for them so they can see where they're at. Even if you already have a plan, get a second opinion. You know, you can ask questions about market volatility. Do I have the proper balance? What should I do? Don't make emotional decisions without setting up that no charge, no obligation consultation, correct?
That is exactly correct. We'll go over a comprehensive plan for you that will adjust through time as your needs adjust, and so you can understand where your money is going to come from. So give us a call at 719-210-4242. We'll set up that complimentary consultation. Check us out at our website, nolanfinancialpartners.com, but give us a call at 719-210-4242. It's our goal to help you prepare for the retirement you've worked so hard for.
All right. Well, Chris, a lot of great information you gave us today. Wow. I mean, it's just like, that was a lot, and I hope people took notes, and I hope they pick up the phone and give you a call. Listeners out there and viewers, that does it for today's episode of Nolan Financial Radio with our host, Chris McKinney.
Join us soon for another episode of Nolan Financial Radio. Take care, and we'll talk to you again.
Thank you for listening to Nolan Financial Radio. Don't pay too much for taxes or retire without a sound income plan. For more information, please contact Tara Nolan at Tara Nolan Advisory Services. Call 719-210-4242. Or visit the website at taraenolan.com.
All matters discussed during the show are for informational purposes only. Each individual situation may vary, and the opinions expressed here may not apply to everyone. Materials presented are believed to be from reliable sources, and no representations can be made as to its accuracy. All ideas and information should be discussed in detail with one of our qualified representatives prior to implementation. We are not affiliated with or endorsed by the Social Security Administration, the Federal Medicare Program, or any other government agency. Calling this number will direct you to a licensed sales agent.